Most definitely. I'm
and
ready.
I say it's the best for last because this man don't even have his real name on social media. He is an enigma. He will be on social media taking flights, having you think that he out of town by himself, and we know better. When he has the epitome, I'm almost as proud of him as I am of Jay and Bay, as secretive as they were back in the day. I absolutely love it. They'll show you a foot of their children. They got to be years old
right.
To get folks on social media.
So right.
I'm all
look,
for the private. So if he's going to share something, I'm all for it. I can't wait. I just
so,
feel like this should be a drum roll.
2019 has showed me a lot. I've had a chance to experience a lot of things. My job afforded me the opportunity to go to, I don't know, I think I spent about 65 of the 365 days out of the year in a hotel room. So that's not even including when I was just gone in a day. So, but I had a chance to go to a lot of conferences, experience a lot of things, learn a lot. And one thing that I've learned was that even I think, I can't remember who said it. No, I think Joe, when you said it, even about that we can be legendary figures in our own community, it was just good to see that even these people from these different countries and these different states and all of this, that nobody was better than us. You know, like we just aren't afforded. We just don't put ourselves in the same situation as all of them. Well, long story short, as the year went on, I kind of got unhappy with my job. So, at the end of December, I put my resignation in of a six-figure job that I got a chance to travel all across the world because I'm ready to start a business on my own. So
wow.
I no longer work for the company that I've been at for the last 15 years of my life. Yeah.
That's
huge. So
congratulations.
I appreciate it, my brother. So I've got some money saved up, and I'm just, like I said, I'm just going to give it up. I got some money saved up, and I'm just going to get some things out of. I've got a buddy who's got a hot shot trucking business that I'm about to partner up with him. I'm looking at doing a barbecue sauce business with my dad. I'm just going to try some things, man. I'm not going to sit and, like I said, I've enjoyed my job and the opportunities that it gave me, but I want to see what I can do. I don't think that there's nobody out there better than or stronger than us. I just want to experience. I just want to bet on me for a minute.
Hey, stepping out, that's heavy news. You jumping on out there. Look at a hot shot. Just businesses. You doing everything.
Give yourself a hand for that.
That's power moves.
People will try to pigeonhole you and scream, you know, a good job. Because, Jay, you and I talked about that. When I was working in Newport, you know, my mom went off on me. I can't believe you walked away from that good job with them good benefits. I was miserable. I was absolutely miserable, and I quit a job. I quit. I walked in and quit. They told me in HR, you know, if you quit, you don't get unemployment. I don't need unemployment. I prepared for this. And right. Walking away from that, I thought I was going to be off for 6 months. I got a call from Liberty National Life Insurance. I'll never forget. I was back there working 2 weeks. When I tell you I played on that job because I didn't need the money, I was like, this is bullshit. That's what I'm saying to you with all that going on. My first paycheck was $1,000. I did 2 days of work.
All right. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even go pick my check up. My manager brought my check to the house. I was braiding hair. Because what you don't know is I'm a woman of many skills. I learn a lot. So I always know how to make money. So I was at home braiding hair because I didn't go to work that day because that was $100 guaranteed. So my manager brought me my check, and I looked down and I said, this my check? I said, you know I ain't sell but 3 life insurance policies. She said, but you sold 3 good life insurance policies. I made $1,000, and I was sold. Life insurance led me into my banking career. So.
Yep, and that was fake.
Man.
You got to hustle spirit. You will survive. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
You will make it. I mean, it's not like you. You know, if you don't have no healthy spirit, you may want to say to that 9 to 5, but if you got a healthy spirit and you got any kind of sense about you and you know how to make things happen, I said make sure you be happy because we only have one life.
Right. And he definitely has, you definitely have a hustle spirit. I can remember like the nigga, I can remember when I started working, giving up the bakery. People, you crazy. When I stopped working on the road and rail, they said, what you going to do for money? I said, shit, records going to pay me. There we go. And your hustle, I'm a hustler. More than anything, I'm going to get some money. There's no question on that, period.
1,000%. So, and that's how I can't remember who was that in Bentley. Like, ain't nobody stopping me from getting the dough.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. You know, every day is now that I don't have anybody to, I have no excuses. Right. Like when you put yourself in this position, you don't have any excuses. You don't have anything to put anything on. I could always blame my job for certain things, but now it's on me. So I got to make sure that I'm taking advantage of 24 hours.
Are you going to do it? One thing to make
it ain't no 8 to 5, no 9 to 6 no more.
Right. When you're going to get it yourself, you're going to wake up, you know you got to get it. And you built for that. So you know, I tell people all the time, she made a good point. People that's not built for it's nothing wrong with that. But you definitely can't make it like that. If you built for it, nothing to it. Each day brings a different, you know, a different page. You know, and some days it could be the same page for a minute, but
yeah, it's not for everybody, but it most definitely for you. So.